as Easter Friday, I want us to go to the book of Gospel of John. The Gospel of John. I just wish us to read. I'm not preaching that much. I'm not preaching. I want us to be conscientized, because this time around where Rogopola it's about that, remembering what the Lord has done. Hopola semudimu argirating sona kotenyas fapano. When we were growing up, there was one book. I remember we would not read that chapter. That my teacher in our church, Assemblies of God, we would not read that chapter and don't cry. I remember very well. We would easily be touched by the death of Jesus. Isaiah 53. When we would read that one, you'd read it. Our faith, there was no way. Our pillar, if you are alive, it must break you. It must do something in you. Isaiah, have time and make your life to reread this, because this is one book that will remind you of the love of God, what Jesus did for you. Father, we thank you even this morning that, Lord, as we read this word, Mudimu ke a rapela, let it speak. Ale bolelele rena, ale rogopotse Jesu, ka lebitso la morena Jesu Christ. In John chapter 17, the Gospel of John chapter 17, and this was prayer. We always said this is the Lord's prayer. Ke mo Jesu a beng a rapela gona. Anchiriri, the Lord's prayer, ke bare our Father who art in heaven. That is a module where Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray. Mara mo yena Jesu a beng a rapela. The Lord's prayer is in John chapter 17, from verse 1. I'm not preaching on that one. But I'm just saying, Jesus over arapela in the whole chapter 17, arapela barutwa bagaga arapela loena, and hopula manzwa mangware, or vanari miso. As I'm standing here, I may not be able to pray. I'm standing because Jesus prayed for me. Jesus prayed for me, and Jesus prayed for you, and that sometimes you know you are hanging because the Master prayed for you. We are kept by the power of God. Jesus prayed for us. This is some of those things that make us to be strong, to press on, because this world, the first little olona, asela, everything in this world is our enemy. But Christ prayed for us. Am I talking to somebody? Amen. Now, in chapter 17, ufecha orapela, the last verse of chapter 17, ufecha orapela, the last verse there. Verse 24, Your Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Tineli Jesu, arapela bolelane Modimo. And I have declared unto them thy name. And will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Now in chapter 18, go to the next chapter. A fetsa o rapela. Ke mo thoma go di aga dilo mo. In chapter 18. When Jesus, could you please put it on the screen? Now got nine closure. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kindron, where was a garden into which he entered, and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place of Jesus, for Jesus oftentimes resorted thither with his disciples. It just after Jaurabel, did you hear this? In chapter 17, Ufedicho Rapel, I'm talking of the Son of God. Afetao Rapel, just Afetao Rapel. Obviously, respect Auri, Ranokau Rapel, nothing will touch him. Net Afetao Rapel, Judas came in. Uamakalorao, Jesu Urapechi, Urapechi Mulikwa Duotauna Jono. But the truth is this, Urapela. Go rapela a go tshe meliko go rapela go di a re lege meliko a ile gona o skawa, you can stand and conquer. Go rapela prayer may not remove mountains and challenges. Prayer make you strong. Just after go rapela, here is Judas coming. Karabana Jesus sa go rapela in chapter 17. And the next thing, Judas was Anna. Muzum waka backslide at Kohar non driver kerapichu bona udiagisilo kiamiluko. No, can't tapelo. Tapelo, it may not necessarily remove challenges, but it makes you strong to face challenges. Am I talking to somebody? It makes you strong to face and conquer challenges. Amen. Am I talking to somebody this morning? And that's why Jesus are little apele, or liskela wela miliko. Jesus was no rapela. Immediately, Judas comes in. Limanaba Jesus. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place where Jesus died. Verse 3. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priest, Pharisees, come hither with the lantern and torches and weapons. Ugilobana chief sele pirates or clapa di oralo ka baba lebelang match. Ke batsana ka grounding, Lil la babana. Batsama ka di line so. Baba kamu. You understand what I'm talking about? And then babegile bolokwa the officials, the referee, and kamoke line ya chiefs, kamoke ya pirates, or whatever club, and bashalani so. Can you imagine? Hori, chiefsi, he, itama so, ever. Kamo line ya pirates, babo nasimpuye chabalara, huaperiches ya pirates, namaraman. Can you imagine? And it's exactly what Jesus experienced. Our bite. How? Is the other side. Even though it's really the weapon. Think about that. This is a challenge that will hit you psychologically. This will discourage you. This will tell you, no. But because prayer, but it will give you strength to face the storm, to face the challenge, and still look into the face of the enemy, for I am more than a conqueror. Am I talking to somebody? Now, let's read. Verse 4. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should become upon him, went for Jesu ir unatsiba. Tilokamoka. Think about that. wa tsa hore ge letjatji le subela ke swantse ba ke dirilwe sele sele ke swantse ke tshwere ke swantse go di go bapola bana ba bo nkokotala go tenya tsfapa knowing everything ye tlo go ntwe e tlo mokhagela a idiri a satse o a tsaba re tlo tla ona le pina engwe ya pela ke nu ke are he saw me he saw me he saw me he looked beyond the cross gore a sfapano sese maraka kwa sfapano a bona di results or o go khwela batho bale and that made him face the cross. Did you hear what I'm saying? He saw you. He saw me beyond the cross. At least the heaven will gain. Somebody will get saved. Somebody will be delivered from the powers of darkness. Somebody will be blessed. They shall be healed. They shall be delivered. I cannot give up. I'm talking of the seriousness, the commitment of the Lamb of God that died on the cross. Seriously so. I was reading this chapter this morning when I go through things, a lot of things touched me, including this one. It is Friday that day, and what's about it? Kele chachilo sibela, mayemo akataba lejoa. Ere atse ba hore no batho ba morero ba tleng ka ona go kuntira eng gore atse ba al mose feilo wena o ka chaba but guess what bible re Jesu gore ke na bu jile bat a ya go bona gore ke le thusa bagala le nyakai ene wa tse ba ra bona these people are on a serious mission. God, the boldness of Christ. Don't wait Jesus and operate on Ghana and Elizabeth. Not fear. He was not afraid of death. He was not afraid of the devil. He was not afraid of such forces of darkness. And Nagile Mugile Rubu Christian, you need to be bold. You need to be bold. You need to not to be shaken. You need to be strong. Your Bible Jesus stepped out. Are Linyagama. And the Bible says, they answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, Ginnao. And guess what? The Bible says, and Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. Verse 6. And as soon then as he had said, I am he, they went backward and fell on the ground. Kurbawa. I think God was just displaying one. I have power, but I'm not going to abuse power. I have the anointing of God. I have power. The Bible says power. There was no ashes there. Again, I'm going over to re. In the presence of Jesus. And about what people have on, the teacher might demon, how will I? Now go out to Uruwa, Ushaki, out to Uru, Unyagawa, out to Uru, Uwe. There must be two forces. Force Yem Wayakake, Wilyakakeno. When they meet, slay down. Bawa ba emela gapa boeletsa re ke re lenya ka eng ba re nya ka Jesu ana re ke nna wana o are baba bangwe ba le balese ba re Jesu ne le ngwe nyama a tell you. Verse 8. And Jesus answers, I've told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let this go away. That's why he felt like he died alone. When he hung on the cross, I did not help him. He faced it alone. And facing it for you and for me. Let's go 8, 9. That the saying might be fulfilled which spake of them which thou gavest me, I lost none. 10. Then Simon Peter, having the sword, and smote the high priest. Peter as I am. The winchamarataka one, and Chachusha, Peter, Ripamo to Zeb. These are none of one. Bushita, Chusha, our camarade. Something here, Ari Latin, Uri, Ibia Mowen, Kore, Uri Biemu, Uri Loka Quata, Uvele self control. Did you hear what I'm saying? Oh, we lakile. O ka re be ile gona, o bo ka sekhono ke control. Peter Jesu re be mo o wena. Don't throw it away. Ina le mereko. Somewhere swanti shume ge re nya go ja nyinyana. You know that's why the torture na they will remain with us. The only thing that God will say, self control. Did you hear what I'm saying? Self-control. Are you lack? Ibiemo. Loka kwata. Have self-control. Don't destroy. Don't mess up. And that's why the Bible says he gave us the spirit of self-control. Ulaula bupilo bagao. Which is what many people lack. Self-control. Taking control of your life. Loka chua. Don't break. Self-control. Apply brakes. Are laka chusha in. Are busha ja chusha mowen. Vision yungwera topa tsevila. Aibia. Yabwen. Batuwa bachia. Batuara mununchi batetu mutuara. The seventh name was Malchus. Mutuwa mudupilen tseve. Pitawa mutsiwa. Arke Malchus. 11. Then said Jesus unto Peter, Gianeribuleti, put thy sword into the sheath. 12. Then the band and the captain and the officer of the Jews took Jesus and bound him. Batswara Jesu. Maragin tumotugin to him. Bamutswara, bamofa. And a gamut lobo, narginau. Now I know. Bam mona racha, but bam mofa to impress. Whatever isha ba to bar. Eh, bana bam utswer bam mofil. And about to bar into eking kwe ya ruile. Ruile. Remove a jalo. Aka decide anto ngeli di tapo nyana che. They won't do anything. 30. And led him away to Annas. Bam isha wa Annas. For he was the father-in-law, which was the priest that same year. 40. Now, Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews. Caiaphas it is expedient, it's good for one man to die. What's the statement say? Seravedi. Yenau vasubulela are. The enemy Cantina is prophesying, Hori, it is good for Jesus to die so that the world can get saved. You get what I'm saying? Caiaphas said that it was expedient that one man should die for the people, and that man is Jesus. And he died. Today, we are born again. Today we are here. You know you are a child of God because he died for you to be elevated, taken to the high level. Somebody must say thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We adore you. That we can be set free, that we can be born again, that we can qualify. We stand in this morning, God, with the power, the resurrection power. And you gave us that power. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go back. 15. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest and went with Jesus unto the palace. Now these guys, it was Peter and John. The two disciples, Peter and John. Marama iri John, iri a certain disciple. You'll remember we always say, John abai polela. He would always not say, I. He always don't say, I. Ki John, or another disciple. That is the right tone. That is the right attitude. Mutwa, I, ukotsi. It's too untouchable. But listen, John Abulela, no. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. And don't forget, John, we are reading from the book of John, the Gospel of John. Now, John Anuangwala, or another disciple, Ari Peterlinna. This is the right attitude. Eh? This is the right attitude. This is the godly attitude. Motwa o tlala yena yena o sensitive o bala ka pela o kwata ka pela gore o tletse bo yena. Mo pele o mongwari o timelle bona o tswale bo wena. Ke sego go tswaletse bo Jesu mo bo wena. E se o tswale bo wena. Life becomes easy. Life is sweet. John Ainake Urutwelena or Peter and this other disciple. Musengeveli now le Peter, le Clement Rabba Koma, Apostle Clement Koma, because one would be sensitive to himself. Verse 16. But Peter stood. Let's go back 15. That disciple was known unto. And Simon Peter followed Jesus. And so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest. The high priest, or that disciple was known. That disciple was known by the office of the priests. Always, and about Jesu karke, ki udikalumos fubensa Jesu. And went in, and that disciple went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. Hebatena into the office of the high priest. That disciple Leonatel Ufitamogeti. Now listen, about Peter. Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did. Let's go to 16. But Peter stood at the door outside. Hewo Athena. When he went in, Peter decided to remain outside. jalo re Jonas no tsena o lebella no pitoka. That's what he did. Let's read. But Peter stood at the door outside, then went out that other disciple. That disciple, Ola, Awela Mra, Odian. Ulata Peter, man. And spoke unto her that kept the door and brought Peter in. Peter had said, do you get the whole thing? I can see Peter not resist now, but Peter went in. That's another way Ukumana confrontation. Verse 17. Then said the damsel, a young girl said to Peter, are thou not also one of this man's disciples? In the garden, Malo. God, you know, more things are tough. More our allocated things are real. He said, No. Don't associate me with those things. No, I said, it's not me, lady. It's not me. I said, Nyaga Mutuwe. Verse 18. And the servant and the officer stood there who had made fire coals. For it was cold. And they warmed themselves. Peter stood with them and warmed himself. But what did you mullo? Kimarega, Peter Lena, umumulong, and is warming himself. Watonya, Luena njuta batame again. Watonya, it was winter. I always tell you, Jesu kile marega, utonya. He stood that kind of freezing weather. The Muchisha, because Bible iri, unayemi kamo holong, the whole night, freezing. But wahore chumulo kwan, li Peter, li ena na wahore chumulo, warming himself. Kile kabalan tumwe. Peter or Jimulo. At the Bolo Honiche, he jot up like a man. Mara is warming himself up. It is not good. I always don't feel good. And Luena would quite always don't feel good. Orela Mulo, Ufutumale, Usatsuborle Magunya. I shall top a like a woman. You just enjoy the warmth. Mara, like now, we're going to have a good conference. We have invited speakers. It's going to be warm. Here register. Raur lakela lugun. Uro futumala. When you are blessed. Utsubore lugunyi lele na kilakeji. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. I want Orela mollo, ufutumale, isu contributi, ilele kunyinyana, laula kala mori, wakala velena, togon. At least, ufutumechi, njuri, ya, ukwa ufutuman, utsebarno, I threw in a piece of wood. Is it powerful? I know I cannot speak for Maraginate. Amen. I don't like it. I don't like enjoying a thing where I have not contributed anything. It's not good. It's not fine. And ngampani ke thoke lugunye enkampani ke tlhoke logonyi ke palelwe gore ga ke na logonyi mare ke na le logonyi wa khumana ke atladitse ka parking ke rono ke tla rela a bo mothatlhana a bo raphatlhela and Peter ere a orela mollo when these other people and the servant and the officer stood there who had made fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself. Le Peter no wa futumala. Futumala. As a futumeti yalo, wata motuar. Ma marawana. Namara aswe now are you sure? I get you a little spatosa in the flames. The flames stage is being displayed as fatosa. Mutomo wa emeka lusufi niabona as fatosa. No man, mutoko kena man. The arrow is warming. The flames are throwing light on his face. Omongo wa ataro manabona bona. Ora swena, eh? You read the Bible. Mutoko afika mo ibilenga rohana Peter. Bara rwana. I can go ketamansi because fear can make you utter wrong things. Uchoga, oka udia robelele nto chedu wrong, ubelele ma kakali chuo. Yeah. Matagola pia, no. Skalan, takan chale mutu. Skalabala Peter, kuola waore. No. Mokwangwana, I'll die with you. Jesu arwana ra before mukoko la. Before mukoko, I don't want to mix this. Kulaba trouble alo jirinchi. Baba mwabare, before mukoko la ra. Otabi u, yuri. Before I re before mukuku ulahara. Pilo lahara, taburana gara. Pilo mukuku ulla hati. Utabo shitu ena untatuchi gararu. Kurpitala tolala matomo, labu bedi, labu raru, mukuku alla. Verse 25, isn't it? Jesu mmucha, and truly it happened. Gararu pita njaragira kumutsiba. Labu raru afecha, mukuku alla. Baba ngobara, panona anore, hey, wasa man, wasa. Go baba ngomkuko walla mara u Peter a bona masa wa go pola ntwe Jesu a iboletse dikeledi tja go tao o go pola re he told me mpodi sore pele mokoko o kalla ke tla ba ke moe kile gararo ke rile I will deny and here is it happened. And I know this man. I know him. I enjoyed the miracles of this man. I ate the bread of miracle. This man, I remember. I walked upon the water when he said, come. I know. I experienced his power. And today, I made a terrible mistake. I just said, I don't know him. I remember when he met me and came. Come and follow me. I know him and he knows me. And look at the mess I've made. Let's read. 26. One of the servants, high priest, being the kinsman who's here. Oh, Lord, Peter, again, all with that. Did I see you there in the garden? And still denied. 27. Peter denied. And immediately the cock crew. Kugwala. Let's go to the next verse. Then led they Jesus to Caiaphas and to the hall of judgment. It was early. They themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. It is Friday. And as I was saying, cold winters, Lamb of God standing in that judgment hall alone the whole night. Bona ba re discovera tsena ka kwa holongela re ka tla tlola machila ka baka la re o sasa ke sabatha tena re skara yo tsena sabathe re tlodi tsweki ke mi boya re na ichila fetse ka o batamela the sinful person. He stood there alone, the only man wana nga tsena ka mowe ene le Pilato. Pilato a ya ka ntlabolele le bona ar bana ba gesho monno ne ke mmutshisa ke mosekisha e ke molebeleti, you know, ke mosekisha ke mmutshisa ntwe ke le mogileng kore this man ana mlato innocent blood. And when he said that, it made me understand what the blood that redeemed me was, the innocent blood. It was the pure blood, spotless blood, spotless blood. That is the blood that redeemed me from the powers of darkness. Then said Pilate unto them, take him and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, it is not lawful for us to put any man to death. Verse 31. Pilato was no monar and I'm like, no, but nobody, no, not our mapula, Michele and Alem Mapule. I can't do it. This man is innocent. Then said Pilate, verse 32, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying what death he should die. 33. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again. Pilato tsene ka moholong. Baka kwa ntle bona. Ata mucha ntwetu. Akumpoja munayo. Are you the king of the Jews? I'm just talking this to bring you back to, I know, I just decided that we talk this so that you understand, at least understand what is happening. To go back into understanding what Christ did. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again. Are you the king of the Jews between you and me? Just tell me. Verse 33. Jesus answered him. Jesus leanaki Jesus. Say thou this of thyself, or did others tell it thee for me? On your own, or omongo ubudiche kanna. Ki Jesu. Skabaru wa penika. And omongwe, haikwa, korele, kilibuche karbarile wa fita. Bare, linyakama, bare Jesu arkenna. Bawa, ne? Maranilolo, Jesu has pulled his punches. Ubo file mata. Kiska wisha batuba. Kabaka laure, ngata gati telea. Boko wa mabas pulosu. Tenka alwa. Eri kibushe che mata. Unna. Verse 34. Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priest have delivered thee unto me. What says thou? What one? But to bagay no baba duta about Christian na. Omuchan 36. Jesus answered, Bona, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, Then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews? But now is my kingdom not of this world. Urbana musho waka swali fasile man. Hey, we can yaga venga a multitude of glory, angels of glory, and slay you all down. I've pulled my punches. Uringu, 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou the king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am the king. Arkwena webolela or na ohoshi. To this end, and Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into this world. To come and suffer for humanity. I'm here to die on the cross. I'm not here to be begged to be, you know, to compromise. I'm here to die. You know, the man that we have received, Jesus that we have received, had a purpose. He knew what he was here for. Yeah. I was born for this. And for this cause came I into the world. I'm here for a cause. I'm here for a cause. And I want to believe God, Jesus, was here for a cause. For Lerner Pillar Molufasi, we need to hear that we are here for a cause. One day, we'll go out, we'll be ushered out of this world. The question is, what about Felicia Kosi Agaona? Jesus, I'm here for a cause. I'm here for a reason. Amen. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Need to bear witness unto the truth. To witness the truth. Need. Let's go back to 37. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. That's 38. But ye, Pilate said unto him, What is truth? When I read this, what's wrong? But when I carry you go to our nitigi, Malifasi. What's up? People have lost the sense of truth. This man who was sure, nitigi. Ukorogaro na pila, karabu krug. For the first time ever in nitu. Kori. Network against China. I think things were so bad that people can lose the sense of truth. Yeah? You live in this world, you lose the sense of truth. Ulakanga like a sense, young nitty. Somewhere, ubulele maka ube adumele. Kibuleji. Kuri, uipuja maka. Ene ube wadumele. Hey, akizena kifreza mutena. Do you know unalema tuba, ba kwana ubulele maka. Barintwe ilienzu. But this thing is white. And eba tugamu, badume lore, munolo apere baijechwe. Kuri. Do you get what I'm saying? This man who butchered, what is truth? I don't remember when last did I tell the truth. That I don't know what truth is. I'm living with corrupt people. And that's the way. I can't tell the truth. This man stole my money, man, which I have called, and at Sebar no. Kuri Avale Aquate. He stole my money, man. And what's Warubala Maka and what's our monopara? Marakura Aquati Shwe ki Kuri. This man says, Nitigi. What is true? Some of us are lalobatu. Okay, what? What is that? What is that? No. Or in Tebe, even wait. Kiswanjiki dumele. Or makaki muchang kinit. Yeah. Or makaki muchang kinit. Kurubo wulela na metu di mastulo. Everybody will be ave convinced. Or makawa wulela kinit. Luena make up wagao. Ube ufike molebala. Ori, and okoro ukwate, ukwatisha kemaka awa dirile ori keneti, koro bole bale, oro ukwatiche kintu esbenyona, and we put it kemaka, and this man or nitigi. We are living in the generation in the world where people have lost the sense of truth. Mola Bible, you shall know the truth. And the truth has the power to set you free. Are we still there? What is true? And when he had said this, he went out again. Kore abushar nitikin. Pila kumana karabo. Ajwa. Njarmara nitiki. Nitikin yaman. Here he went out. Come on now, no more nitiki. Kura atsimin nitu nitiki. He went out and said unto them, Afitakan, Kakwan Kaurubonor, Heba, I found in him no fault at all. Munola, Wabenkamu. I scrutinized him, I checked him, questioned him. Ergelibuchemma, Kakulana, Anapos. He has no fault at all. 39. But you have custom. I know. When I listen to Salina, your custom that you should release. Go to our closure. No. Shaloka litseba. Matagola ana pause. But I'm advising you. Shaloka your custom that Shaloka ke monora anamla. We can release him.
la go pula rona le customer or no eh re ka lokolla o motee wa diboshwa a tsamaya. Jaanong let's use this opportunity re lokolle yena a tsamaye and gore ola wa o bola Barnabas bona ba no oh wa wa ska ba lokolo a ba pole oh yena o bo ruwa ba advisor no yo ke tshwala ka ke le mo ile hore that man is innocent and I'm telling you jalo ka moahludi ana molato jaanong ke a le thusa gore no are mo lokolle on the basis that our custom allows us for le re tshwere motho at this time of the year re ka lokolla re ka mo lokolla a ikela
no
o tsebeng o we no ba re bona hey what's all this chat hey o wa ba pole o wa ba pole a ba pole le chat le dira ka kwa yena o ka mo ga re Jesu o kwa ba ra hey let him be crucified and not that one re ka mpana re lokolla Barnabas are na taba o re ipile bana ba rena he has robbed us let bona hey not to They cried, they all again, saying, not this man, but Barnabas. Now Barnabas was a robber. But kampan. Atso amurusu omogulu. Kwa na ye mekamo. Atso ile murusika kwande. Ikwa ulo, Crucify him. Let him be crucified. Come on, crucify John. Hey, one. Come back.
Verse 41.
Then Pilate therefore took Jesus. Pilate was a Jesus. And he not had to meet him local. Scorched him. Gore ba mo lebele tšea samboko seo a re gane o tla re o fetša o mmeta ba re a tsamaya Pilate scotched him o na le vision ye nngwe e bolelang gore mosadi a Pilato a lala e se a robala a tlhobaela a ba ngwalela Pilato lengwalonyana notinyana a re ke a kgopela monnaka my darling husband please do that man no harm. That man is innocent. I did not sleep the whole night. That man is innocent. Please do to the best of your ability. Release that man. Pilato orladu chukumana no to somebody who throw it. Pilato that is wrong. No, let me just scotch him. And then mshomota lokolo. Guess what? It did not happen. It did not end up there. As no matter. But let go and miracle to my child. Robert Gana Lane. So Pilate therefore took Jesus and scorched him. Verse 2. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns. Kurba to meal. Baloa Kharia mi vehicle. Give me like a Jesuit. And this was not a movie. It's something that happened. This happened. This is not just a story. This is what happened. The passion of it what it displayed is just a little fraction. What that film displayed, it's just, you know, the mind of man could explain it to that, but it was worse. I mean, they squashed him. This guy, they ripped him. I mean, this man, they ripped him until obonala di tapa kamoare. Bible ora Isaiah bolela kaena ore ever mulevelela. Obe osne ntwebotse obutai bona moyena. Oroba lejwalo kamusadi wa kadilwenke banna. Musadi wa kasubumiwa kileke munna wa skotla pig. Ntwa robala kwa tutubulung. Ebo na msaduo would not be aroused nor love her. He was beyond recognition.
And this, listen, my friend, it's not just a story. This is not just a story. It happened that Jesus died on the cross and suffered everything for me to be redeemed. And that is what makes me respect salvation. This makes me to love Jesus. This makes me to say, for Jesus I live. I'd rather for him I live, and to die is gain. This is what makes me commit my heart to him. This is what makes me to serve him. This is what makes me to lay my life to him. This is what makes me, you know, look, lay down my life and just serve him. With no reservation at all. Need to be laid down for him, because he laid down his life for me. Let's read further. And the soldiers plaited the crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. From there, Batoma Wajwa, but hail King of Jews, sarcastically, and they smote him with the hands. Kore Limafiera Abajuta Chesingita Ikusha Wetamut. Today by Kwesha. Nerwellan Twenwe Umrutra Patela Mavane Rere. Mara Mutu Hei la bola mudim Akapa lama juang Hubola mutu mwe Kori mutu Utsebe moro bola midiro ya mutu Mutu Utsereba mudichor. This is the son of the living God. Mara or let him die. Moto unchalil rumo to step him on his side. And this is the son of the living God. Ngompoche moto akapalwa juang hobolaya leseya. Especially when the heart of a person, epilu ya moto, isado ya humudimu ya remudimu, mora na Jesu, ruri, lekula hao, alitishe order and discipline in my life. And you harden your heart. If you don't do that, you will live a bad life, or a worse life. The only thing that can help us as Christians is to value the death of Jesus and take it serious, embrace it, and be serious. Because if you don't do that, you will do the worst thing. That's why I would like again. You need to be serious with the Lord. You need to completely give your whole life. Because the only thing that can help you and me is to take this death. Lihula morena Jesu le bophelo ba gagwe serious. Gore go amogela Jesu ke amogetse bophelo ba modimo. Otherwise, you'll do the worst thing, worst terrible things. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I found no fault. This man. I scrutinized him. This man, anamulatu, bona lidia juan kayena. Behold, amuncha. Abula ba imuka guantoro. Bona munna. Behold the man. Yaba ujuana kweu. Blood has started streaming down. Saliba tsencha hari amivikwa. Blood was covering his face. Wamo apesteri kubacheri purple. Wamo file kubamo file likaka. They are mocking him. Pilato, behold the man. Bona munna. Behold the man. At time, he's not having shoes, walking on his naked feet. He has been standing the whole night in that hall. And this time around, he must walk the distance, carry the cross, arales fapanu, for my life and for your life. He staggered all the way to the cross, pushed and squashed, pressed, spewed, mamutswelegamari. He fell down and rose up again. Pilato, behold the man. John the Baptist, jetlamona ori. Bonangwana kore edisalokhole disalokhole esal asa asa tsamare ari ke kwana ya mudimo ye rolling digital fase. John saw it, and this morning, this day around, that it's literal now. Urwele malwetu urwele, my God, urwele mahopa la kamoka. He's carrying the cross. And you ask, what sin did he commit? He will tell you, I committed no sin. I am carrying your sins. Carrying your sins. Bible says he went to, he staggered all the way to the mountain. This is not a story, my friend. This is what happened for your life. For you to consider him and live seriously for him. That he died for you so that you should live for him. Not to live for yourself, but to serve him. Because he laid down his life. The Bible says no greater love than this. That a man laid down his life for his friends. You are alive. You speak of eternal life. It's because Jesus died on the cross for you and for me. This was not a play. This was not a drama. It was Jesus dying for your sins. Let's go to verse 6. When the chief priest, therefore, and officers saw him, they cried aloud, saying, crucify him, crucify him. And Pilate said, take him and crucify him, because I find no fault in this man. This is the blood, the innocent blood. And the Bible says they went out with him. Let's go to seven. The Jews answered him, we have law, a law, and by our law, he ought to die because he made himself the Son of God. We tia moramuti. Jesus Samuel Abatalu say Jorban, don't you know the Bible says you are the sons of God? You are the small gods, you are the little gods. You know today, Kerina, I'm a son of God, and God brought me to this earth to come and die for the sins of the world. It does not make sense to them. They decided to go that route. Verse 8. When Pilate therefore heard the saying, he was more afraid. Verse 9. And when things are so clear that these people are innocent, but this man is innocent, but these people say, no, rinunyakai kwa. That's what they were trying to say. But Jesus gave him no answer. Verse 10. Then said Pilate unto him, speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou that I have power to crucify you and have power to release you? Ah, Rabbi Pilato, Pilato, when born, okay, simple, lele, naso. How is the work in Alemata, o loco, lamara? Lord, I'll crucify. It's when Jesus. Alemata, no, will a lankown. You got that power.
from God, from heaven. God gave you the power. Dimo file matla. And when I run a le matla, a jo ra kholo a gao o malume a gao. Authority ona le yona gore be mo skutleng sewe. It's God who gave you that. 12. And from thenceforth, Pilate sought to release him. Korotwana ko we Pilato kalokana ke mulukulle. And ababa Juta bar no. Oka mulukulla. You are not a friend of Caesar. Odo mulukulla. Wena utsibori aswena mukhotsi wa Caesar. Odo mulukulla. Utsibori linaba la khoshi ya rena Caesar. Pilato o tla dijwa. O nyaka ba mokgotsi a Caesar. O tla dijwa. Ka baka la gore a ka sa khumana le di-tender. If it does. No, serious. You will never get political connections. But o do dia. O tseba gore no, ha o sa le mokgotsi wa Caesar. O ntshiwa system. We take you out of the system. Ka rekisa ditamati. Never get a tender. That is simply what it means. If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever make himself a king, speak against Caesar. 13. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat and place that is called the pavement, but the Hebrew is called Gabbatha. 14. 14, we went to place. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about 6 hours. And he said unto the Jews, behold, you are king. 15. But they cried out, away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate said unto him, shall I crucify your king? The chief priest answered, we have no king but Caesar. 16. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he bearing the cross went forth into place called the place of the skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. 18. When they crucified him and two others with him on the other side and Jesus in the midst. 19. And Pilate wrote a title, Angwalamol. A poetry we kokotala kwa hodimu inwe Lord Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Inwe leki Pilato. Inwe Lord Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. 20. This title then read many of the Jews for the place where Jesus was crucified was high to the city. It was at the highest point of the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Kore if you were right in the city. And Greek is Venda, and then Hebrew is Pedi. Or Garbatsk Shor Nova Tamolum Popo, Batsaba language, Jumolumua, and what Lori, he's the king of the Jews. Is the king of the Jews. He says he is the king of the Jews. You recognize her as the king of kings. Pilato arbona. What I've written, I have written. Let's go on 20. Pilate answers, what I have written, I have written. 23. Then the soldiers, then they had crucified Jesus, took a garment and made four parts for every soldier part, and also coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from top to, that is something else. 24. They said therefore among themselves, let us not rent it. Verse 25. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother. His mother.
and his mother's sister, Lerachadiah. Mary, the wife of Clopas, Kena, his mother's sister, and Mary Magdalene, 26. Bona, and then 26. Then said he to the disciple, Ki John, powerful words that came. Manso Julius Fapano. These are the words that I love. Uri John Ori Abana Mare Jesu Abana Maria Ubana Li John Wabana or no. I'm about to leave. This lady is gonna remain alone. My mother. When I belong to John, you listening? Or John Ori. Then said he to the disciple, behold your mother. Let's go to 26. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, which is John, he said unto his mother, woman, behold thine son. Kor uchiya mage umofa umyama tsonga John. Ore, woman, behold your son. In other words, remain in the hands of your son. Regard this one as your son. Ibiloro go John ore, verse 27. And said he, the disciple, behold, or to the disciple, are behold your mother. And Bible here, from that day, from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. Uchachilana lewe, Johnny, Atramaliena, Adula, Le John Lapeng La John, as her mother. And this thing tells me something. Ekivalantwe kerebotsi Jesu ona sabulele le John fela. I want you to open your two ears. Onkwe. Mthele tshebotsebotsebotsebotse. Mo botsebotse Jesu ona le ka hore. The way kereke swantse phile ka hore. If there is a woman who has lost family members, she's just by herself. The church needs to do something. That woman needs to be embraced and be adopted and be supported. As kaba afila, atoka fali. Ya tseba re a go kwane dilo tseo a o nkwene mara o motse o tla nkwa hore ge motho a tlhoka faletse a shetse a le tee. And we know this man, this woman loves God, but o tlhoka faletse bana ba se bona monna a sa le bona botse botse o ya ka Jesu. This woman need to be adopted. Need to be supported. He must never feel I've been deserted. That's what Jesus means. When you talk of adoption, to adopt. Kion Antoine. Overlegaure, the church must not live a selfish life. Don't live a selfish life. But there is this old lady, and no one cares about him. Somebody must comfort him. The church needs to do something. The ministry, our doctors, have a 12 fast. Kia itomile mo.
ithomile mo una le batho ba bangwe who will get sick, who will lose their husband, and we know them. Baba bangwe bile re sa ba bona, we don't care, we don't even check gore motho o kae o phela jwang. O mongwe sa le mmana ga tee wa bana condition ya gage e selege wa jo yana nka se kgone ya ba o furaletse o nyaka ba ba leng sharp ba tsamayang ka dikoloi. Mara Jesu o re, woman, behold thine son. Son, behold your mom. This is the nature, this is the ministry that God is giving to the church today. This is the ministry that is neglected. Gore ngwana a ka tlhokafalelwa ke batswadi a tsena kereke, and the church becomes so blind and don't care. And re busy because I'm still strong. Ke sa tshwanela ke diaparo, suti di a ntshwanela. You don't know what is coming tomorrow. You don't know what is coming tomorrow. The church, kereke, ke pleke ye motho where the son will take care of that old lady. O tla tlhokomela mogekolola le ge e sewa gabo. These people are still relative, but they met in Christ. Jesu o re, son, behold your mom. Woman, behold your son. E re go tloga tšatši leuwe, go tloga tšatši leuwe mosadi o Maria a yo phela ka ga John, a phela le John. Kore mahloko a lebala. She was taken care of. This is the nature of the church. This is the nature of the church. When we talk of welfare, when we talk of family, isn't it we are in a family talk? When we talk of family, Kukumjela has been lying in hospital last week, and well, we won't see him. And unalamuhala baagare. But this GI akwantewe, baya kwa lapeng lela. Kakumana ba cleaner di carpet, ba tlatswitse di aparo kore ba apiete that old lady kriya. This is what the church need to do. Le gona e tshwanela o diwa ga teng. Motho ola o swantse o kwiša gore ke na le batho at any time ba ka tsena mo ntlong to take care of me. That should be the name. That is a ministry. That is a ministry. Imagine tšatši le lengwe ba re tso mokgekolo mongwe o tsena Potter's House o tlhokofetše last week, and they were not aware. E sale a robala mafastara a tswaletswe, my next door a bitswa ke monkgo. And that tells gore le batho ba le ba kerekela, they only meet on Sundays. It will be a shame, not shame in the community, even shame in heaven. Son, behold your mom. Woman, behold your son. We need to do something about it. We cannot afford to be a Rotary Club. Kore re chekana fela because ke msegare ele tjatji le subela re a patlalla. I don't even care hore motho yena o dula le mang. O mmona wa peroko ite every Sunday. And ebile o bolela ka yona ka nte yo. Ebile o work peter. I'm talking of elderly people. Elderly bonkgono ba ba dulang le batlolo ba bona. You know, ona le bakgekolo who can just stay. E le ngwana o monnyane
and godoramu diele mitsa dienye amo ya pele potsa mola kereke ile gona, where we need to have a ministry of this GI. I want to encourage batho ba GI, please make that thing to grow. Lele na baba go join them, join them and be their part, because lena re GI le no bona re ke mo staging fell. A ministry like this, you will forget about age. You belong to GI because they have this kind of project, and be part of it. No. Let's join them. Let them help us. Let them lead us. Be part of GI. Stand up on our feet. Lift up your hand. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you today. I open my heart. You have spoken to my life. I've heard your word. I've been reminded. My mind has been taken. My life has been taken through the way of the cross. How Jesus suffered, was tortured for my sins. How he died on the cross for my sins. My Lord and my God, today and right now, I'm opening my heart. I'm opening my heart that my heart and my spirit be impacted, be touched by the work of the cross. That when Jesus died on the cross, it was not in vain. It was for a purpose. And today and now, with my whole seriousness and commitment, because he laid down his life for me, why do I reserve, why do I keep my life while he died for me, so that I should live for him here on earth? Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm taking a resolution. I die for Jesus to live through my life. Kutimelele bona, kutshwele bo wena Modimo, ka lebitso la Morena Jesu. I thank you for the cross. I thank you, Jesus, for what you did on the cross. I thank you, Father, for your love, that you gave me the best of heaven, so that I should live on this earth the best life, the life of power, the life of victory, the life of joy, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a big hand of praise. Let's give the Lord a big hand of praise. Let's give him a big hand of praise and say something to him. Mucha sesingwe, mucha mudimu sesingwe.